A big part of this course will be exploring our own attitudes towards death and dying. This is an important aspect of the course because many of us have not spent time exploring how we view death and dying. In our society, we value youth and youthfulness, and so death and dying is something that is typically viewed as something to put off or that is dreaded. We often don't talk about death openly in our society. We tend to use a lot of euphemisms for death, such as passed away, or kicked the bucket, or passed on. There's a lot of different euphemisms that are used. And that is very typical of societies. When we view a topic as taboo, we tend to use euphemisms, which are terms that refer to the topic but are not using the direct term. So we see that in the case of death. Very few people will say died or death. They will use some form of euphemism. So culturally in society, death is a fairly taboo topic. We don't want to face death, and we have a society that prolongs and extends life through modern medicine. So there's a huge focus on prolonging and extending life. Research has found that a lot of people have not spent much time thinking about their own deaths. And I imagine that is the case for most of us. Most people view their own death as something that is a long way off, or as something that really they don't want to think about at this point in time. So what that leaves us with is a lot of unformed ideas about death. We don't have very strongly formed ideas unless we've had a lot of early experiences with death through loss of other relatives. Otherwise, most of us will not have had spent a lot of time reflecting upon our own deaths or dying and don't have really strongly formed attitudes. Death anxiety is a very common phenomenon in our society, and that is when people feel tense or distressed or apprehensive when thinking about or faced with death, thinking about their own death, or thinking about the death of their close relatives. And so death anxiety can be debilitating at very high levels. For most people, they're only going to experience death anxiety if they've had some kind of strong experience like a car accident or a mass death or mass natural disaster or a recent loss of a close relative. That is when individuals are really going to start to feel distressed about this issue of death. Research has found that there are some gender differences in death anxiety, with women having higher reports on the death anxiety psychometric scales that have been developed. And also that younger people have higher rates of death anxiety, and that as people age, their death anxiety level goes down. So they seem to come to terms with death as they age. So we find that there's a lot of differences across gender and age, and in some cases, religious levels in the level of death anxiety that people experience. So death anxiety is one thing that is shaping individuals' attitudes towards death. Our acceptance or denial of death is another big area that has been researched and is part of our formation of our attitudes towards death. So there's a number of issues that we'll be exploring in the course that are related to our own attitudes towards death. An attitude is any belief, opinion, or emotion that we have related to a person, place, or thing. And in this case, we're talking about a thing, which is death, which is the end of life. And so a person's death attitude can change, and it will most likely change with education and with experiences. So one of the things that you'll be doing in this course is reflecting on your own experiences with death thus far. How many experiences have you had? What have they been like? Have they been positive or negative, and in what ways? And this is going to help to shape your own attitudes towards death. So the experiences that you've had and the level of knowledge that you have is going to form your current attitudes, and this is constantly shifting. There are a lot of different types of death attitudes that we have. We have attitudes towards our own dying, which is the dying process that we go through. So when we are in the last stages of our life, how do we feel about that? What do we want our life to be like? In the video on Zach Sobiak, you will be seeing how he handles his own dying And the attitude that he chooses to take in the face of this dying process that he's going through, and how he wants to live out his last days. And so we'll see various examples of individuals' attitudes towards their own dying. Attitudes towards your own death is different. So dying is that end of life process. And then death is actually when we are gone. So are we looking forward to it? Are we dreading it? Do we have it planned out? Do we know how we want our funeral to be? Kind of that last final hurrah. And so some people have thought a lot about this. They've developed a lot of things about this, and other people have not. Another aspect of death attitude is our beliefs about what will happen to us after we die. So we'll have some exploration in this course on beliefs about life after death. And how different cultures view this, and how this shapes their own attitudes and behaviors when it comes to death and dying, as well as the funeral process. Then, lastly, we have attitudes towards the death of others. How do we handle the deaths of others? How do we handle the bereavement process? And this is becoming an increasingly challenging area in our society, as Western attitudes of death are mostly viewing death as something that is to be feared, or is kind of dirty or indecent, where we're kind of pushing a lot of people off to the fringes of society in that last stages of death and dying, where they're in assisted living facilities or they're hospitalized. And so death is something that's fairly separated from most people in their daily lives. When we look at other cultures, they tend to view death more as something familiar and simple. It happens every day. There are some cultures in the world, particularly in places like South Asia and Africa, where people are buried within 24 or 48 hours because they don't have the refrigeration available to keep bodies and wait for family members to arrive and go through that social consolidation type of process. And so anybody and everybody participates in funeral rites, usually on the daily basis, and they happen fairly openly. And children are highly encouraged in these cultures as well to be involved in regular funerary processes. And so their attitudes towards death tend to be very different. They tend to see death as something that's just every day, that's familiar. Where Americans and those living in the West tend to have a much more ambivalent attitude towards death, where we haven't thought about it because we haven't really viewed it if we haven't had a lot of relatives pass up to this point, or as something that is to be feared, or something to be anxious about. So we may see a variety of different types of attitudes towards death and dying that emerge. Another major theory that focuses on this idea of death anxiety is terror management theory, which was developed by Ernest Becker and elaborated upon in his book, The Denial of Death, which was published in the 1970s. And he looks at death anxiety as the root of mental illness, of very severe mental illness. And he feels that individuals at some point in their lives are going to be, or throughout their lives, dealing with their own death anxiety and their own fear of death. And particularly if they're challenged by a death of a loved one, or a car accident, or something that brings them close to death, then the goal is to manage this anxiety that revolves around death. So his theory is one of the major ones that is focusing on how we manage and deal with death anxiety. Another major theory of death and dying, and death and dying attitude formation, is Ars Moriendi, which is Latin for the art of dying. And this is focusing on how do we die and what is a good death. And so this is a big area of research and exploration right now, is what do people consider to be a good death? Is it dying quickly, not knowing the death was coming? Is it dying in your sleep? Is it dying without pain? Is it knowing that you're dying and having time to say all of your goodbyes? And so these are some of the questions that individuals are asking about what is our view of a good death, and are there individual differences? Are there cultural differences in what is viewed as a good death? And this is very closely tied to the idea of what is a good life, and is a good death really determined by how well you have lived, and whether you have lived what you consider to be a fulfilling life. So there are many different aspects of death attitudes that we will be exploring throughout the course. We'll also be looking at the death system, which focuses on the people, places, and things that are part of death and dying in our societies on an everyday basis. And this ranges from people, including funeral directors and doctors and people who you would less likely to think are associated with a death system, like florists, who a major part of their careers is providing flowers for funerals, and also clergy people who are responsible for overseeing funerals and comforting those who are the survivors. So we have people, places, and things that are all involved in a system that is part of our everyday lives, whether we realize it or not. And there are many different functions of this system. The first function, of course, is to prevent death. So the death system, such as emergency management, police, firefighters, healthcare workers, they are all working to actually prevent death, okay, and engage in prevention efforts. When prevention is not possible, we have individuals and places whose roles focus on the next aspect of the death system, which is caring for the dying. This includes hospitals and hospice providers and assisted living facilities. And the primary goal of these institutions is to care for the dying, to provide comfort for individuals in their last days. Finally, then, we have disposal of the dead. So once prevention is not possible, and then we have cared for individuals as their end-of-life time nears, we have then this last stage, which is disposal of the dead. This includes funeral practices, transportation of bodies, the actual burial or disposing of physical remains of individuals. And this is going to, of course, be varied from culture to culture. And then finally, social consolidation is focusing on bringing people together and helping them to cope with the loss and provide support. The death system involves all of these aspects, and sometimes there's no opportunity for things like social consolidation. So when we have tsunamis or earthquakes or hurricanes that cause mass death, the focus then becomes on disposal of the dead to prevent the spread of disease. And so bodies may be buried, particularly in other countries where they don't have refrigeration systems available. Bodies will be buried en masse in unmarked graves very quickly to prevent disease from spreading to others, which does not allow time for that social consolidation piece. So a lot of things that can happen when it comes to the role of the death system, both in how we behave and how our attitudes are shaped by death and dying. Death education and research is another important aspect of our understanding of death and our attitudes towards death. Thanatologists are individuals who study death among human beings. It's a very much an interdisciplinary field, and you will see that this course embraces that interdisciplinary nature, both the social, psychological, medical, legal aspects of death and dying. And the focus of thanatologists is to conduct research and help educate people about death and dying, to help people to come to terms with death, to deal with grief and coping, to understand certain aspects of death and dying as well. We will find in this course that research on death and dying is conducted in various ways, from secondary research to primary data collection, such as the psychometric scales, surveys, and interviews. So this is a very a small but growing field of individuals who are interested in studying death and dying and death attitudes, as well as major causes of death and how we are working to engage in preventative measures, shifts in life expectancy or longevity, and what does this mean for individuals' behavior. So there are a lot of different things that we'll be covering in this course that relate to both our attitudes and our behaviors towards death and dying, and our ideas about what it means to live a good life and live a good death.